A meditation inspired by the sacred trinity of the Rosicrucian tradition, light, life, love. Lieve Soderlund, SRC, Grand Master of the Scandinavian Grand Lodge and Treasurer of the Supreme Grand Lodge. This is a meditation inspired by the sacred trinity of the Rosicrucian tradition, and it began with a special experience a while ago linked to a symbol we know well, Pharaoh Thutmose III's coronation cartouche. In the experience, the three elements of this cartouche were exchanged with the three mystical elements of our trinity. The sun sign was exchanged with light, the earth sign with life, and the scarab with love. This experience became the starting point for this meditation, a journey through time and space that begins with the origin of all that exists. In the beginning was the One. We may all have our own idea of what the beginning of everything was, the origin of how creation came into being, but something that describes the universe we live in is how the process of creation has moved from oneness to diversity. Furthermore, as Rosicrucians, we know well the mystical idea that we are here in this creation, this diversity, to find our way back to the oneness from which we once emanated, by becoming aware of who or what we are at our core. We can describe life on Earth as an awakening process. What exactly are we waking up to? I know of no tradition that describes this more beautifully than the Rosicrucian philosophy. In all our temples, the answer is made visible to us in every ritual. What our rituals do is create a solemn and dignified expression of the three attributes through which the divine reveals itself in the world: light, life, and love. Think, feel in your heart how these three attributes resonate with you. Light, life, and love, the sacred trinity of our Rosicrucian tradition. In other words, what we humans are slowly waking up to, what is more and more clearly guiding and inspiring us, is a deep inner experience of how the oneness, or the divine, has given us three shining stars to guide us in finding our way home, often hidden from our sight and understanding, yet always present and within our reach. In all that is, we see astonishing, beautiful, intelligent, creative, fabulous expressions of this divine trinity, and perhaps the most wondrous expression of all, ourselves, human beings. We are on this earth for a higher purpose, not as an occasional product of an aimless physical evolution in a randomly created universe, but as co-creators and co-actors in a great plan, a magnum opus, in which we are only just rediscovering and understanding our participation. It is no coincidence that we have been drawn to the Rosicrucian order. At this time, in this life, the Rosicrucian tradition provides the guidance you need to participate even more actively in the completion of the great plan, and to contribute to the spiritual evolution of humanity through your own awakening. It is not an easy task. It is the most difficult of all and has been described in all mystical traditions throughout the ages by the words, "Know thyself." To mystically know oneself requires courage, determination, and sacrifices that not everyone is immediately ready for. It requires work that only we can do ourselves. But we know that others share the same challenge with us. Through the Rosicrucian fraternity, we are not alone. Can you make sense of what I'm trying to describe? Does it touch upon something in you? An excellent image to use to describe what lies in these initial words is a historical event that our imperator reminded us of in his annual letter about the Rosicrucians who gathered in the port of Rotterdam in 1694. Exposed to religious persecution in a troubled time, they made the courageous decision to leave everything behind and embark on an adventurous and perilous journey to the New World. They did so because they dared to believe that something better awaited them across the ocean, and that it was worth standing up for their own beliefs and freedom of thought. Most of us have probably at one time or another faced events in our lives where, just like our brothers and sisters in the port of Rotterdam facing a risky voyage and an uncertain future, we have had to trust our courage, remind ourselves of our deepest values, and make the decision to leave something old behind. And from a mystical point of view, to open the door to something more hopeful and better. Perhaps we can liken every life to such a voyage, where many important and crucial choices have to be made before the direction of our journey is decided. And in this life, we have made the decision to let the Rosicrucian tradition provide us with the navigational equipment, maps, rudders, and sails for the ship that will carry us into an ever brighter future. Let me briefly summarize. Creation has a purpose. Life has a goal. We are here to rediscover our divine nature, and in the Rosicrucian tradition, this great work is described as a journey toward the East. The journey's main navigational aids are the three brightly shining stars of light, life, and love. The following is a visualization that describes the process that can prepare you for a new stage in such a journey. In your mind, imagine that you are sitting in a Rosicrucian temple, and let this sacred room create a meaningful, symbolic framework around the preparations. The visualization is contemplative, but I suggest keeping your eyes open as images will reveal expressions of the progression in our work. Sit comfortably in our traditional meditation posture and take deep, neutral breaths. The visualization starts in the southeast of the temple. You will make a journey that follows the movement of the sun across the sky. Once, a long, long time ago, you decided, together with the One, to create the world, to enter matter, and begin the great work, the magnum opus. Curious and expectant, you were born into creation with its law of cyclic rebirth. What you were not prepared for was that the physical world acted as a veil, hiding your origin from you. So much so that you soon completely forgot both your origin and why you had come here. Life was a dark place, but something within you nevertheless gave hope that there was light to be sought. You have made many journeys on the ocean of life before you were born into the life you now live. One day, something happens, an experience that may shake you physically, emotionally, and mentally. You wake up. An inner voice whispers almost inaudibly within you, reminding you of a deeper reason why you are here on this earth. The mystical experience makes you a seeker, imbued with a desire to understand. Curious, courageous, questioning, you are inspired to constantly seek knowledge, insight, understanding. You turn over every stone, open every book. Have the courage to question. The knowledge you acquire lights up your world. The more you learn, the more you understand how little you really know. You are humbly overwhelmed by your smallness in this mighty, immense creation, but at the same time, inspired by a compelling inner sense of your own greatness. You are no stranger to this world. You are one with it. You are one with all. The world becomes a mirror in which you can contemplate yourself. Nature becomes a mirror. Every human being becomes a mirror where the reflections lead you to self-insight, the kind of insight that reveals your own true nature and that of the all. Self-insight is fuel for more light. You begin to understand the deeper purpose of life. Something is calling you from within. You begin to recognize a plan, a purpose. Life is a gift given to you for a special reason. You feel how you have to manage this gift for the good of the whole. How? You need guidance, something to further light your way. You find that the solitary journey you are making would be more meaningful if you could share it with others. With the Rosicrucian fraternity, you unite your light. The Rosicrucian philosophy teaches you about the language of the soul, symbols. These indispensable tools say more than words can ever express. These indispensable tools lift the veil and give you glimpses of the primordial source from which you once emanated. The symbols tell you about the importance of silence. Outer and inner silence, where you allow your body to calm down, your thoughts to take a break, your emotions to become still, like the surface of a mirror. And in this silence, you finally, clearly hear the inner voice, the voice of your inner master. This voice guides you in another form of teaching, that of light without shadow, of life without death, of love without conditions. You come to realize that all your different journeys on the ocean of life have done something to you. They have made you a very special vehicle and a conveyor of something far greater than yourself. This is expressed in the symbolic form of a vesica piscis, a mandorla, an ancient symbol of a passage, an opening between the physical and the spiritual worlds. The shape also gives the outline of a ship, carrying the most precious cargo you could ever imagine. The Ark, the Shekinah, the divine presence revealed through light, life, and love. You remember, you realize the meaning of the promise you made at the dawn of time to the One. You know that the promise can be fulfilled by persistently continuing the work of getting to know yourself and becoming more and more transparent to who you really are and have always been. You see the goal. You take your place in the bow. You are ready. Now, take your visualization a step further. With your eyes still open, imagine how this convention hall is the ship that you have built with your mind. Three columns now symbolically manifest the indescribable treasure we carry with us. We set sail. Confident we continue our voyage into an ever brighter future. Contemplate your own journey towards the ultimate goal of creation. Also, imagine your role in the journey our fraternity is making in these times to carry the Rosicrucian tradition into a future where it continues to serve its vital purpose in the great plan. We know what needs to be done to make the sacred Rosicrucian Trinity even more visible in this world. Through the good example, vivify light, life, and love in every human heart, to let this world perfectly reflect what it has always been, is, and will continue to be in light, life, and love. So mote it be.